Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's season 16, episode 10, the first of the live shows, the top 10. Here we go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
whoop!
Yay!
So you think you can dance time. Hey, AfterBuzzers, I am Kim Davey. Welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, Season 16, Episode 10. We are finally here at the live shows. And also here, I'm not alone tonight. I have two gorgeous co-hosts.
Thank you.
Finally, there's more people here.
Real conversations. We have people to talk to. I don't have to just rely on a very bleak vocab anymore. We're really excited to be here. I am T. Dewey Panko.
And I'm Yvette Sanchez, so I'm back. We're back.
We're back. This is so funny. If you guys are real OGs, you will know that Yvette was hosting the panel. You were the main host when I started, a few seasons ago.
Us and Becky, and then
it's all full circle. We're happy to be back.
All full circle. Everyone's here. Everyone's putting in their time. So
yay! Yeah. So good. All right. So just before we get into what we're going to be talking tonight, I'd just love to know overall thoughts of the episode. Yvette, darling, how are you feeling after watching what we just watched?
I really liked it. There was some where I didn't agree with what they were saying. More so on the positive end, I was kind of disagreeing with them a bit. So. I didn't think Stephanie and Gino were that great as much as they thought that they were, but that's just me.
I gasped too early because I agree with you on that. I thought you were talking about something else, but I kind of also am same boat for you.
Right?
Same boat. I was overall really impressed with this episode, especially the first episode. There's always so many bumps and it's the first live show. Well, it's not really live this year, but it's the first time in the studio. It's the first time getting on that stage and in costume and makeup, and it's stressful. And so I was really impressed by their ability tonight. And overall, I thought it was a great first show.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where we go from
and
here.
And the opening choreography.
Yes.
She killed it.
She's awesome.
She killed
always.
It, as always.
Killed it.
But
it was so good. I think overall for me, I'm just really surprised at the caliber of the girls. Or I think that they're all very similar. I feel there's one that's slightly weaker, but overall I'm quite impressed with the girls as a whole. And I'm like, who's actually going to go in what order? Oh, they're all kind of similar, I reckon.
Yeah,
except for Anna, maybe.
I agree. This is the first season where I'm not that impressed by the guys. Or maybe it was just this episode that just nothing.
You know what? I'm on a different wavelength. I'm a little bit more impressed with the guys right now.
But the overall, maybe the guys? Overall.
Yeah. Maybe it was more that I was just put off by their group routine. I thought it was a little awkward.
You think the guys?
Did you? Yes.
I liked the guys more than the girls.
I liked the girls more than the guys.
All right, well, let's
healthy
talk about
debate.
Exactly.
Here we go.
What we like. So we're going to obviously be covering all the performances tonight, the group numbers, the duos, and then the girls and guys number. We've got some interviews. I was lucky enough to attend the So You Think You Can Dance actual live taping that was on Saturday, and we've got some interviews with some of the judges and contestants, so we'll be putting those throughout the evening. So let's start from the very beginning. Very good place to start. That is the group performance, Mandy Moore, This Is Me, Greatest Showman, such a good song. First off, I just had to say, I had chills watching that for the second time tonight when I just looked at how happy the girls were to be on that stage, to be performing. They were so, so super happy, particularly Madison. She couldn't stop smiling, and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited for you. She's like, in the moment, absolutely loving it. So what did you guys think overall?
I just think you can't go wrong with that song.
Yeah.
Number one, I think, everyone loves that song, whether you're a dancer, a Broadway person. The only way I saw The Greatest Showman was because my brother told me about it, and he's a full-on wrestling fan. So that just goes to show you, that song just totally grasps everyone. But I think she killed the opening, and I thought everyone did great. There was obviously some that stood out more than the others, but overall, I love the performance, and, you can't go wrong with Mandy Moore.
And it was quite cool the way they added on afterwards, just the visual effects with the lights.
Oh, yeah,
and
with the love little hearts. Lights and all that. I can imagine how many times they had to retape that so they can get it right on time and all that.
What about you, Take Down?
I thought it was great. It's great. It's good. It's a good performance and gets you chills. Mm-hmm. No matter. It's an exciting opening.
And so then we went straight into it and we announced the couples, who's going to be with who. And first up we had Miss Mariah and Bailey. Bailey being the B-boy, Mariah being the contemporary dancer, moving them together, both super short. I literally, in the interview, had to bob down, and I'm 5'3", so we're talking short. But oh my goodness, they were like literally my favorite of the entire night. So much energy. Bailey is like phenomenal. He's like a firecracker that just comes out of nowhere. He is elevation. He's so... Oh, Bailey, I love you. I just really do. So what did you guys think of their performance?
I think what's funny is them together, they did a great performance. I loved it. For him, size was not an issue. And I just feel like that came... but he really did.
I can't let you let that slide.
I know. She was trying to let it slide, but once it came out, I was like, forget it. But I really thought he held his own and he showed that he could totally do something. But it was weird because I couldn't watch them separately, which normally I am able to do when I'm watching, you know, a couple perform. My eyes will go to the guy, then they'll go to the girl, or they'll just stay on one rather than the other. But this one, like, I couldn't take my eyes off the both of them.
Isn't that the perfect example of a great couple that's working well together?
It is and it isn't. Oh, I don't know.
It isn't. Because I feel like you need some time to shine. You need a little bit of, I need to see some extension here. I need to see some. I think I agree with you on that.
Like, I saw, like, there was times where she was doing so well, and it's like, but he was still in the picture. So, like, even if he had, like, a little bit of a bobble, my eye kind of went, like, you know, yeah. I didn't have my time to, like, just solely focus on her.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I loved the performance. I thought it was absolutely adorable. I loved the song, so obviously, and the energy. And, I mean, their hiding was perfect. I mean, I know he's always hiding? Like, I'm 5 foot. I was like, hiding.
Their hiding was great.
Hiding.
Their hiding was really good. I would have to agree with you on that. And also, I think that overall, the energy was really great. I think the routine was really fun. It was a really fun way to kick off the show, fun first performance. Her legs are stunning. Anytime she does anything, I'm like, yep, that's great extension. That's something that I can appreciate, give a quick snap to. I wish that they would have... I know that they're probably a little nervous. I wish that there would have been... There were a few opportunities, and this happened in a few dances. Someone said that they were in the pocket, and I was kind of like, well, I'm not sure they were... I wanted, like, a little bit, like... more grounded, maybe.
Right.
They were a little bit like up here. Not just being hypercritical. I think it was a great performance, but I think that it was a little bit up here for me. I could have been a little bit more in the
pocket. I got that a little more from Bailey. I was like, why is he so up? I see exactly what you're saying, because I was like, what?
It was good, but
there was something that was just...
Something that wasn't...
quite right.
I don't know if we're watching the same thing, because I thought it was spot on, absolutely stunning, chemistry, energy, big A+. But that's why we have a panel, right?
Exactly.
So speaking of Bailey and Mariah, let's just have a quick look at what they thought of their performance in the interview, a post-performance. So thanks, Jonathan.
I don't even know how to explain your performance tonight. I was like... yeah, get it, amazing. It was so much energy, so phenomenal. How do you guys feel about it?
I feel really great. I feel like that was the best we've ever done it. The really good connection, I felt his support. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I mean, to have her as my partner, I'm just so blessed and honored, because she's just so amazing. She's such a powerhouse. But our connection really worked tonight, and yeah, it was just a whole roller coaster. We were just like in this roller coaster, and we were like, we were just screaming, and we were just so happy and blessed to perform together. Yeah.
And how did you feel about the judges' reactions to you particularly, Bailey?
I was surprised. I was very happy about my comments, and I heard Nigel said that I need to work on my technique, and he's absolutely right. But I'm just so blessed with the judges' comments, and yeah.
Awesome. And you, Mariah, how did you feel?
I felt really great. I feel like we got positive feedback. I feel like we definitely are going to go in next week and try even harder and just impress them even more.
Amazing. Jonathan, you can pull it off now if you'd like. Thank you so much, because we'll never have enough time to finish. But you can check those out online on AfterBuzz TV, Red Carpets, So You Think You Can Dance Season 16. Cool. So next up, we had Stephanie and Gino. Now, I'm just going to let you guys go first because I feel we're going to disagree a lot tonight. So, Teague.
Yeah.
Thoughts on their Ice Me Out routine?
So, before I give criticism to anyone, I would just like to say I couldn't do this stuff. So, this is me getting very nitpicky. I love Stephanie and I love Gino. I think, for me, this one wasn't enough in the pocket for me. And the judges said that it was. So maybe it was a different thing live. I think that I'm not sure. There was kind of a lot going on. The costuming was a lot. And I'm not sure I could see all of the movement clearly with, like, all of the fur. And I think that I could have used a few more levels. There were a few movements where we got low, but we could have gotten way lower. Mm-hmm. I think that the song also... And I love Luther Brown, and I can imagine this being a cool routine. It just didn't hit all the marks for me. The song just didn't elevate. It didn't really go anywhere. It was kind of this stagnant song that didn't really, like, take off. Okay, that was my criticism. But overall, it's still great. I mean, it was a really good performance. I wasn't as impressed as I believe the judges were or appeared to be, so... There's my criticism.
I actually agree.
And I agree as well. Disclaimer, like I said, I can't be doing that. Obviously, I'm not on the show for a reason. Those who can't do teach. So
Or critique.
But I used to. So the only thing is when I was watching, they sold the attitude. They did sell the attitude. I feel that they got into it, but they could have hit way harder. Mm. There was some things where she missed the opportunity and he missed the opportunity. And I just feel like then when she was hitting hard enough, he wasn't hitting hard enough. And I just feel like the whole time the energy wasn't matching. And I'm like, am I just being this critical? Because I felt like the judges, they loved it and they thought it was amazing. And I was just like, eh. Like, yeah. I felt it was very, eh.
It's interesting because, at the live show, obviously we saw more and we heard more of the judges' feedback. And the judges were completely split. So Mary and Lorianne were actually pro-Gino for this, but yet Dietrich and Nigel really cut him down. And when I watched it originally, you could actually see Stephanie very much outshining Gino in this one particularly.
Oh.
But then tonight when I watched it on TV with you guys, it actually looked... They look more balanced, but then I still agree it wasn't... It was just... I don't know if it was a routine or... It just didn't work as well as others do, I felt. But talking to Gino and Stephanie afterwards, Gino is the sweetest, calmest, like, zen. Stephanie says he's like the zen master. He's like... You'd think he'd have a vivacious or sort of outgoing personality, but he doesn't. He's very chilled. And he was like, you know, this is the game. I'm cool with the feedback. I'm going to bring it next week. You know, there's more to me than that. So... And then Stephanie was super excited because basically she got really good feedback, so she was happy. But yeah, it didn't quite fit for him, but I thought it looked better on TV tonight than it actually did in the real show.
Oh, okay.
So that was interesting too.
And normally it's vice versa.
Yeah. So, but I mean, they're cool. And Jonathan, if we could just hear Dom justifying his feedback for Gino or the interview. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Dietrich, I have a question for you, and it's a little personal one.
All right.
So, seeing you judge this year, you have been phenomenal and different. Insofar as I feel that you're one of very few men who seem to be super comfy with vulnerability and showing your emotions on camera. Was that a purposeful decision for you, or are you just being yourself, or what's the feedback been from that?
No, honestly, I suck at acting, so like me trying to cry on demand or do anything that's like not me is kind of tough. I think I just this is gonna get boastful, but I love myself enough to feel vulnerable, and it's like this shit does bring me to tears. Like, how can you not cry what you just saw? And it's like, I think the dancers are so believable. At the same time, I'm like reliving the moment that I kind of went through and being like, man, if I did that, I would probably fail miserably. But I was just, I'm just kind of like I'm part of them, right? Because I've already kind of been there, so
you totally get it.
I totally understand it, and it's okay. So hard. So
I really, really think that's amazing that you said you love yourself enough. Because where has that come from? Because dance is a tough industry, yeah. A lot of rejection. You've obviously overcome all that because you're doing amazing. But what have you learned along the way that's helped you get to that place?
I guess the closer you get to yourself, the further you get in life. Well, that's a kind of a good quote. Was that kind of a good quote? Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that I've constantly just been trying to grow myself to learn more about me, and then I learn end up learning more about other people. And I just love people. I'm a sap, man. What can I say? I just love people. I don't know you, but I love you. I love the idea.
Suck up. Kidding. So, a question really, really quickly. So, in a nutshell, what has this journey been for you as a judge?
I don't think I woke up yet. I feel like I'm in this like dream, and I'm like, you're a judge on a show that like made your career, you know. And it's like another reason why I also cry, because it's like I know what this show did for me, and I want this show to be able to do this for all the dancers. So like seeing one dancer leave is like, oh man. But yeah, I forgot your question.
Well, in that case, let me just ask you one more. You were tough tonight on Gino, and you started a domino effect with the judges, I suppose, but then Laurianne kind of kicked your butt. But basically, where did that come from, and why did you feel that you needed to really put that out there for him?
Yeah, I was apologizing to Gino because I have this expectation for what he's provided since the first day we saw him, and he's so great at everything that when you have this routine that I actually believe Luther is so specific, I've seen him really kill his routines before, so I felt like he wasn't holding up to Stephanie, which is weird because usually people don't hold up to Gino. So it's honestly probably my fault, because with the expectation you have let down. That's why I was kind of like, Gino, I you probably did have a good performance, but I expected more out of you, and it's probably my fault. So
we won't blame you, but we just wanted to know. That's
fine. Then I guess you'll be blaming Gino.
Let's go with that. Also, well, hey,
thanks, Jonathan. Cool. So yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? When you've got a pre-expectation of somebody,
yeah,
and you go into it like this and they don't do quite as well versus the opposite,
yeah,
it gets a different result.
But I think that just shows the caliber of talent that he has, that you have such a high expectation, but like everything in life, you're going to have that high expectation, and at one point you're going to have to be knocked down. I'm sure he'll be fine, but I totally agree with him. I understand why he said what he said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure Gino didn't take it that hard. Like, he took the constructive criticism, but he's not going to let it take him down.
You are so correct. He didn't at all. He didn't seem phased at all, which I thought was phenomenal, considering it's on national television.
Exactly.
So then we had Anna and we had Benjamin. So they got the cha-cha-cha. Now, Miss Ballroom, what did we think of the hip-hopper doing the cha-cha-cha?
Look, let me tell you, when I started ballroom, I thought I was going to kill it. I was like, I've been dancing salsa since I was 4 years old and blah, 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 and I know how to do it. Let me tell you, when I did cha-cha, I'll never forget. My instructor was like, you looked great, like from your waist up. He goes, everything underneath looked like a disaster.
Yeah.
And what I really saw, first off, she's from Lancaster, California, where my family or my parents live now. So shout out to that. She came from a very small little, horse town. but I felt like I saw her doing a lot what I used to do. So she was like leaning towards him a lot, like waiting for him. Like she was anticipating the movement, and I could see it. She wasn't dancing under her, and she wasn't hitting her marks as hard as she could. There was such sharp turns that she could have had that would have made an impact, that when she would have hit that turn, I mean, her dress just, like, she would have stopped and her dress would have kept moving. Her open closes, they were not as hard as they should have been hit. They always say, like, hit your mark so they could take a picture. Like, you always have to think, like, they're going to take your picture. And she wasn't doing a lot of it, but I think since she was a hip-hopper, they were kind of, they were easy on her. Obviously, I'm going to nitpick, because when I would compete, they would tell me those were my faults. But other than that, she pulled it off really, really well. But she just had to work. I mean, you saw that Mary Murphy hit a couple little things. She's like, oh, well, you could have done this real quick at the end. And then she, like, because she could have gone on for days. Him, I didn't really watch him because I was so focused on watching her. And that's the thing with ballroom. Your eyes always are drawn to the girl.
The female.
Always. No matter how hard you try to look at the guy and give him his time, you're always to the female. And I mean, I'm sure it's going to come up again and she'll do another dance and she'll kill it, but it's, you know, it's something you just got to get used to, and it's a lot harder than people think.
Hell yes. I think the costume and the wardrobe did a really, really great job. I think she looked great.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the tassels and stuff was hell with the hip movements. Mm-hmm. But Nigel did say that is the best hip-hop first attempt at ballroom on a first show ever. And Teague is
moving. I'm so sorry. You know what? It's incredibly admirable. I think that what she did do was the sass and the energy and her hitting was amazing. It almost made me forget that she was a hip-hop dancer for a second. Then the lifts, I can't even believe that we've gotten to this part of the show and where I almost wouldn't have even given them a lift if that was... The lifts didn't work. And it's not... They just didn't work. And they could have choreographed a little bit differently to maybe kind of hide the fact that those lifts were not...
It was too early on in the season to give them a lift like that.
You know what? And maybe... I think another couple could have done it. And I think that maybe in week three, maybe they could have pulled that off.
Right.
I think this was really kind of an ambitious ask for some of these movements in the first week, especially for Anna. And they looked a bit labored, and they were just tough. But overall, I think that it was a good performance. I think she pulled off the sassy. I know we're just talking about her. Benjamin was a good partner, but I feel like my eyes were just on her. But overall, I think the judges were very nice, almost a little too nice. I feel like I needed them to get a little bit more brutally honest, because I was like, come on, can we just like take note that was definitely what we want to see every week.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was me being really incredibly blunt and honest. And again, like I said, I could never do it. So hats off to everyone. But I just feel like maybe that wasn't their strongest showcase of what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Done.
And mic drop. Moving on. So then we had Madison and Ezra, and she is incredibly strong. Miss Madison is strong. And then, Ezra is really shocking me, because we didn't see much of him in the lead up, apart from the fact that he's Stephanie's brother. But he is amazing in all the different facets of. He's incredible, and he's such a nice guy, too. So, what did we think of their routine and more of their vulnerability side?
I just thought the opening.
Cool.
That the open, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a beautiful opening. And I thought what was great about it is I didn't notice the missed step, the missed foot, until they said something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that just goes to show you, when you're watching it to critique, you literally are not looking at, you're looking for the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then when they played it back, you know, I'm like, if they would have never said anything, I would have noticed it.
Yeah.
And I think that just goes to show you the caliber of dance and the caliber of training that they have that you couldn't even tell unless you were looking for it. But I thought that whole performance was beautiful. I thought they were both very vulnerable. I thought he was a great, you know, partner. I thought he was great support for her her for him. So I thought it was just, they're going to go far.
They are. And just when she did slip up with the foot, he literally, if you rewatch it, he like flicks his hand out really hard to push her back over. I mean, just sweet things like that obviously weren't in the choreography, but what you do for your partner when you need to.
Exactly.
So it was cool.
Yeah, I thought this was my favorite performance of the night, favorite performance of the season so far. I think that Madison was stunning. Whenever I talk about feet and when I like, pointed feet really can make or break everything for me. She has the feet. She's got the great pointed feet that I've been dreaming of on the show. So I love her already because she's got amazing, incredible feet. And also, Ezra's amazing. I thought that this Talia's mind and her choreographing, when he, the floor section, when they move and he's actually lifting her head and he's, like, it was so stunning and it was like an art piece. And I feel like every freeze frame, like, meant something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really just meaningful performance. And it was, like, just such... Oh, it was like a spectacle, and I was really, really impressed. Everything was meaningful. Every movement had a purpose, and I almost cried, which is kind of a big deal for me. So I love this performance. Overall favorite so far.
She's happy.
I'm happy.
Not happy, happy. Talking about being happy, Teague, can you just let everyone know how happy we are that they're here?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, you guys. This is really exciting. Here we go. Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to tell you guys, thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. Don't you know it? If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. That would be really great. I feel like such an influencer with this. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. We love chatting with you guys. It's kind of our favorite thing in the world. Yvette is doing a commercial to my left if you'd like to watch that. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate your support and you helping us do what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. We love interacting with you guys, and it's why we're here.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fun. Anyways.
Oh, you need your own sitcom, darling.
There's the soapbox. I'm on.
Okay, so back to business, and something else that was also quite fun and funny was the routine of Sophie and Eddie by Brian Friedman to sushi, sushi, sushi. And I must say, something that they didn't show tonight, which they did show at the taping, which was where that Eddie had never, ever had sushi in his life before.
Oh!
And they gave him sushi live, or they had filmed it, and he's trying it, and he puts it in, he chews it up. His face is like, what is this? And he spits it out in the toilet.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh!
That was kind of funny. But overall, their bright, vivacious, amazing performance, insofar as I wasn't too excited about Sophie making it this far originally. I didn't think that we'd seen enough of her and that she was, to be honest, good enough with the others. But tonight, I was so impressed. Her performance and personality absolutely shone. And I was like, wow, girl, you belong here. So I was super impressed. Eddie, on the other hand, it's such a shame because he's such a nice guy, but he just didn't have the X factor, did he, for that?
It was... Oh, God, I don't want to say this because I don't want people to get mad, but they said it themselves, so I'm just pretty much repeating, but it was very awkward to watch him, and she completely just killed it. She blew it out of the water. I think out of all the girls, we're not going technicality-wise or anything like that. I'm going performance-wise. Mm-hmm. She killed it.
Yeah.
She nailed it. I mean, she knew how to perform and work
sassy.
A camera.
Yeah.
She knew where the camera was. She knew when to hit that wink. She knew when to give that smile. He, on the other hand, I felt like she was just way too much for him in that performance, and he just couldn't. Like, he was trying to, and the fact that he was trying so hard, it came off as awkward, but I just feel like I couldn't take my eyes off of her, so I enjoyed watching her. Yeah. I feel like that performance was just her, and it highlighted her, and it was her spotlight, and I feel bad for Eddie because I didn't watch him at all until they played it back, and then, you know, I saw how awkward it was, and...
I thought Eddie had a good performance, actually. And I might just be an Eddie fan, because I am an Eddie fan, and I really love the kid. He's a really good human in general. But I feel like I thought everything I saw him do, I was like, oh, he's, like, kind of killing it. Like, I never... Mm-hmm. The fact that Nigel said he was uncomfortable, I was like, first of all, that's uncomfortable you said that word. Like, I don't like that word.
Yeah.
I don't like the word uncomfortable watching dance. Like, you weren't uncomfortable. Maybe it was, like... You felt a bit awkward, like it looked a bit awkward, but you didn't feel uncomfortable. It was like it was a great performance. He tried really hard. I honestly was impressed with Eddie, and because also let's remember he's a tapper.
That's
like let's remember
we weren't giving on him, you know,
we weren't giving a lot of trouble the first hip hop dance with Anna. Oh wait, no, yes, yeah, Anna. Yeah. We really didn't give her as much trouble. Like. I was a little bit upset that they gave him so much trouble, and also it was like a broken record. It was like, oh, Eddie. I'm like, hey, guys, we got the point, okay? Eddie's going to take the notes. Like, I thought it was a great performance. I think Sophie did really well. I wasn't obsessed with Sophie's performance. I think that the ponytail kept getting in the way.
I thought it was a bit long. I thought it was too distracting.
Good. Because
there was one time where she, like, flipped her hair back, and I was like, did that just hit her belly button and, like, go back? Like...
I don't know. But also, the other thing I would like to say just really quickly, and I know this is unnecessary, but Brian Friedman looks incredible right now.
Yes.
His hair looks great.
Yes.
It's
yes.
like long and swooped to the side. I'm like, he just doesn't age and also gets, he looks better than he's ever looked. I'm like, he
he's
looks
like
great.
Wine.
Anyways,
age
yeah.
is like fine wine.
Okay, that was my thoughts. Those were my thoughts. Done.
It. Yes, he definitely is looking mighty fine at the moment. Another person that's looking mighty fine and doing mighty finely in life is Mr. Travis Wall.
Oh, God.
He's got his Broadway show coming out. He's just got a new dance show that's airing on, hopefully on Fox very mm-hmm. shortly. He is killing life. And I thought that performance of The Girls Tonight was probably one of my favorite performances ever. It was so strong, so feminine, so supportive. And that one move, I don't even know if we actually saw it in this one, but where they're all holding each other's shoulders and then, like, turning underneath it. It was just so... I don't know how he keeps producing constantly creative content over and over. It's such a beautiful thing to watch. So I loved that.
I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I think he is one of the, not only, but he really, really kills it when he utilizes everything. He utilizes the music, the lighting, the yeah. stage, the costumes. He's aware of each dancer. He's aware of their strengths and weaknesses. He's aware of how they complement each other. Who's going to look good next to each other? Who's going to be the strongest for this person? Like, he really is a creative genius. And that's why he's been so successful. And that's why he could produce so much, because he's constantly thinking out of the box. And, I mean, even while I was watching it, I had goosebumps watching it. And the light... Like, even when the lighting just changed, like, I'm like, it went from, like, a somber mood slowly and then to this bright light at the end, and then it went back to somber, and I was just like,
it's beautiful.
You guys, like, this is, like, he's literally thinking of other things to go with the choreography rather than just the choreography and the musicality of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, hats off to Travis
yeah.
Wall.
Yeah, so it was great. It was really great. I loved it. It was really good. No, I will say though, as a girl's performance, to be honest, and this is just me playing devil's advocate, no one really, and I know they're not supposed to in the group number, but no one really stood out
Mm-mm.
to
no
me.
One did.
I did
That's
see
what
Madison's
I was saying at the very
feet.
Start. Like,
yeah,
who,
Madison's
how do you
feet,
work out who?
So those looks great.
Like, who in the girls? Obviously, we see Anna a little less technical,
right?
But they all seem about the same path, so I can't see who's going to go home in which order.
Well, it's going to be who's the one that sells it the best.
Oh, exactly.
This is
each
when it's going to like. This is mm-hmm. when it's going to be the performances,
yeah,
like the
totally.
Performance quality,
like
not
Sophie.
Like
yeah.
Sophie.
Yeah.
So it's going to, you know.
I think Stephanie is a good performer too, though.
But,
I did
yeah,
notice
she
her
is.
In the group dance.
Steph, all of them, mm-hmm. they're amazing.
And you know why I noticed her at one point? Because, I mean, the camera did focus on her, but her emotion was so different from ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was Steph. Really into mm-hmm. it. Like, she got into it, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like,
mm-hmm.
next week, she better, like, wow the crap out of me.
Because
I know she
this.
Can.
She wants
I know
so
she
bad.
Can. And like I told you earlier, if I would have seen a girl like her when I was dancing, I would have stayed in it.
That's interesting. Well, you have now, so you can go back.
Yeah. Ooh. I might be a little wobbly. Those ankles might be a little
Talking about wobbly, we then had the guys, Luther Brown group number as the firefighters. Not a happy face. No
I loved
idea
it.
What's going to happen, but look at
I
hers.
Loved it.
I loved it too.
What?
That was cool and fun and funky. Yeah.
That was not fire. It was not lit.
That's
I
true.
Thought it was. I thought there were bursting flames on stage. I was
that's
so impressed.
Intense.
Also, Eddie was like killing
yeah,
it.
I loved it. Okay, yeah. That's okay. I was watching it and it wasn't like it didn't wow me. I didn't think there was anything crazy about it. But then I look and I was like, where was this Eddie? For that performance.
I think he thought he had something
yeah.
to prove. He knew he had something to prove.
Maybe
so he did really great.
Maybe that's what it was.
That's how they shot it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they shot
yeah.
it.
So, yeah.
yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I wasn't...
Maybe also safety in numbers as well. You know, you can
yeah.
relax more when you're in a group.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. But I was just like, nah. I was like, I didn't... Maybe I wanted flames. Maybe I wanted...
Maybe they needed what they had in
pyro.
The opening number with the...
Yes, maybe
cool
they needed
stuff.
More effects. But
yeah.
I wasn't blown away. I've seen much better, you know,
okay.
group pieces by the guys.
Well, maybe but firefighters just don't do it for you, and that's okay.
Oh, no, they do.
It's true.
Oh. They do, but...
Maybe taller, bigger, more buff ones.
Maybe they just look a little more like Magic Mike. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they all did great, but as a whole, I wasn't sold on it.
Okay. Fair enough. Good call. So, hey, just moving on, wanting to talk a little bit about news. Just in a nutshell, I just wanted to bring up the fact that this is like the first time in So You Think You Can Dance history that we have had a brother and sister or siblings in
that.
The same show together and now in the top 10. And do you know that Ezra bought Stephanie a little matching necklace. He's got like the sun and she's got the moon or the stars or something. And the whole point of it is so that, you know how they rotate, you know, the earth at different times. And whoever's going to win is going to win, and it's what's meant to be will happen. They wear these little matching necklaces.
Oh, that's so cool.
I hope my boyfriend buys me something.
Yeah,
like
me
that.
Too.
Listen to that. Do you hear that? The sun, the stars, the moon.
Yeah,
your
I
life.
Hear that. I need a boyfriend.
You know what's funny is when I saw them, I loved them as a couple, and I remember when I was watching, I was like, Mom, come here, because when I used to go to parties, it was me and my brother who would dance salsa together, and we would go out and dance together. So when we would go out dancing, the girls would see him dance, and they would gravitate towards him, and then I would just go and dance off with
whoever else.
You're
like his wing woman.
Yes, I was his wing woman. I am a really good wing woman, by the way. But, yeah, so when I saw that, I loved it, and now they're in it together, and I'm just like, God, why didn't my brother ever want to take classes? Like, that could have been us, but no, here I am.
That's
not
so
dancing.
Because the only other, like, siblings, obviously, were, what's their names? The Arnolds, Lindsay and Jensen. And
different seasons.
Totally different seasons. But that's so cool they're both together in the top 10.
And you know what's cool, though? They're competing with each other and not with each other and against each other, but when it was the Arnolds, they were comparing.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was very much comparison. It's like, okay, well, she's at this caliber. She better be at that caliber, too.
Yeah.
These both came at the same caliber. Now it's
and
just...
And it's a guy and a girl, though, so basically...
You guys, Miss Wright 91 in the group chat, thank you for being there, by the way, said, what about Benji and Heidi? They were cousins.
That's right.
That's true.
Cousins, yes.
Yeah,
true.
Cousins. I loved them, too. True. I remember Benji and Heidi very, very much. I loved them, and I...
Good call,
I remember... Who was it? Oh, no, I'm thinking of someone else. Never mind.
But it's cool for the parents. They can hit one bird. What is it?
Two birds with one stone.
Just those turn parents, up and watch.
Those parents are my favorite parents. I love them so much. The Sosa family.
Yeah.
They're so nice. They're so sweet. We've just met them and interacted with them a lot for the promo shoots and everything, and they're just the sweetest.
Aww.
The dad cares so much, and the mom, I mean, it's just a really great, close-knit, adorable family.
The soccer little clip that we got on Easter.
Oh, my gosh, that was
so funny. That was funny.
I don't know
talking.
If you guys heard me. I was like, that was me. Like, my brothers were the baseball players, and then they tried putting me on a field, and my dad was like, get back to dancing. Like, just go.
I think he said he'd never scored a goal in his
life. Exactly. Neither have I, so it's okay. We're on the same page.
So, everyone, obviously, if you want to get out there and start voting, there's three ways that you can do it. The first way is you can go onto the Fox website. Second way is to download the Fox Now mobile app. And the third way is to text the contestant's first name to 21523 up until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning Pacific Standard Time. So get voting.
Get voting.
Get voting, because then you get mad when your favorite doesn't go through.
Yeah, true story. In a nutshell, predictions. Who's going to win? I'm just going to say it now. It's going to be Bailey.
I said that last week, and I would still stay with that.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go with Gina or Sophie.
Ooh. Okay.
Or Stephanie.
Very nice.
Those are my top three.
Or Madison. I mean, who knows?
Oh, at this point, anyone's going to win, guys.
That's true. We're pretty far out, so. Really.
Who knows?
Actually, it's going to be me and Teague.
Yeah. Who knew?
All right, well, on that note, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Kim Davey. You can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. Where can we find you, Teague?
You can find me at TeagueDP. It's TIEGEDP. Almost everywhere. See you
and
there.
You can find me on Sports and Sass, and that's an N and then the Sass.
Yeah.
Love it. And that's on everything.
Perfect.
On everything.
On everything. Oh, besides Twitter that they had ads.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much, guys, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
Thanks, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.